The old man has been gone for more than a year now, but New Hampshireites are still mourning. The natural rock formation called the Old Man of the Mountain came crashing down in May of last year. It looked strikingly like the profile of a human face and was a symbol of the state's rugged independence. Plans for a permanent memorial to the old man are taking shape, but as Trish Anderton reports, nothing's chiseled in granite yet.
On a sunny Friday afternoon, a steady stream of cars pulls into a viewing area off the highway in New Hampshire's Franconia Notch. People pile out, shade their eyes with their hands, and gaze up intently at, well, nothing.
We're looking what's left of the Old Man of the Mountain, which isn't much.
Dan Farina lives in southern New Hampshire. He came here with his sister and her kids. A few feet away, Jonathan Harmon has brought a group of international students. They look on politely as Harmon points to the distant rock.
See the cables?
Uh-huh.
Steel cables?
Uh-huh.
They would send people up there to try and prevent this from happening.
Uh-huh. I see.
Despite the steel cables and annual applications of glue, the rock formation came tumbling down last May, a victim of gravity and harsh weather. A commission appointed by the governor considered trying to rebuild or replace the old man. Someone from Disney even called and offered to lend a little Hollywood magic to the task. Commission member Dick Hamilton says people from all over sent their ideas.
We had some very bizarre suggestions. One was a young fellow in southern New Hampshire who wrote us with a sketch of putting the old man back in some form and then running an aerial tramway into his ear.
But a fake old man would have been pricey, and many people felt it would never be as good as the original natural formation. Instead, the commission hopes to have a nature path and a sculpture garden in place here by next summer. If you need a dose of old man nostalgia right away, all you have to do is look around. His profile still graces highway signs and license plates. It's stamped on the official state quarter, and it's the subject of a song by local school teacher Ryan Byrne. In those places, New Hampshire's icon seems to be in no danger of falling. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Franconia Notch, New Hampshire.
Rest in peace. Your work here is done, for in each daughter and son, your great spirit will never cease. Your great spirit will never cease. Your great spirit will never cease.